Good morning, friends. This is Dr. Missy Clifton, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of All Things Skin. I am so excited to have with me today Mr. John Williams. He is the CEO and founder of The John and Deke Show and the fearless leader of the Loyal and Royal Army from 94.9. John, thank you for being here with me today.
I am absolutely honored to be here today. I've been looking forward to this. It's been on my calendar circled for a while.
Well,
yeah.
I'm so excited that you came. As for those that you don't know, besides the Loyal and Royal, John is the MC for all Razorback sports. I mean, he's everywhere in Northwest Arkansas. Not only that, he's involved in countless charities that I have seen him at basically every charity event in
Northwest
Arkansas.
You were a contestant at Kiss a Pig, right?
I was a contestant at Kiss a Pig.
Did you win your category?
I did indeed win my category.
What a dumb question that was.
I did.
Yeah, last night we did the press party for it, and I kind of went back in time. I went, this is my 17th Kiss a Pig.
Right?
I was a candidate. First,
right.
And then I was the MC and the ADA, and then do such a great job. So yeah, it's a blessing to be able to do what we do in this market.
Yeah, we were talking just before air. What a great community we live in. We love Northwest Arkansas.
So how long have you been in the 479? You personally?
So I moved here in 2003.
Okay.
So I'm
20 years.
20 years, man. It's crazy.
I came here to go to school in 91, and I never left. I came here to go to school, and then I got into radio, and I've been now doing that for 30 years. And it has been the smartest decision I ever made in my life was to move here to Northwest Arkansas.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Lucked out.
So we had this passion for Northwest Arkansas. Now I'm trying to get you to have a passion for sunscreen and skincare.
Yes.
And things like that, because we've been friends for a long time, and
right.
I'm into anti-aging, my friends.
Yes.
As much as possible. And you now have a beautiful fiance.
Yeah. I'm very blessed. And someone who is very, very on getting my skin regimen and my everything I have to do as far as moisturizers and things like that. Because that's one of the things you sent me a message like, what are we going to do when we have this podcast? And I immediately knew what exactly we were going to talk about. The same thing we talked about on my show. Why is it men have such a phobia about their skincare regimen, especially from the neck up?
Right. And explain to me why guys think that it's okay to have one bar of soap that you use for your whole body.
Oh, I know.
And your face. Because that's just disgusting.
It is. It is not efficient. It is not a long-term. That's not a strategy.
No, it's not a good strategy.
And that's one of the things I am proud to say in the time that I have now been coming to see you and the time that I have had you into the show. I am learning so much about all the different ways and all the different skincare that I can use to make myself not look like I am 52 years old, which is what I am. I'm 52, and I'm reaching kind of this precipice on you're either going to do better, and you're either going to do things that are going to help you with your long-range goals with your skin, or you're just going to keep looking older and older and older.
That's
and
right.
Since I have been going to see you, and since I have been using a lot of the skincare and a lot of the different lotions and a lot of different moisturizers, I see a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
People don't really understand, and guys think, oh, well, that's a girly thing to do. It's not. And it's also not complicated. You don't have to have 15 steps. You can have a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a sunscreen, and you can make a difference, make a difference in your skin.
This morning, I since I knew I was going to be face-to-face with Dr. Missy Clifton, I was like, do not forget your moisturizer. Do not I'm like, if anyone's going to notice whether you moisturized or not, it will be Dr. Missy Clifton.
That's
and
right.
So I did all that this morning. I looked in the mirror as I got out of the car. And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a better look.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing.
Well, you have no brown spots. Your wrinkles are getting softer.
And you know, for me, and you know this as well, because this is you are an expert at this. For me, it's all right above the brows. I've got a new line, oddly.
From sleeping, probably.
I think it's from sleep. It's always right there in the morning, and then when I get going with my day, it disappears.
Yep.
Which is that normal?
Yep, that's what happens.
Sleep lines.
Yeah, sleep lines. Mm-hmm. We need to get you a silk pillowcase, John.
Is that what it is?
That'll help.
How does that help? Talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old. How does that help? I'm serious, because you are the expert. I'm just learning.
So it prevents your skin from getting dehydrated. The cotton, you know, will like just push your skin to the side. The
so it's like
just
traction.
Let your skin kind of glide across.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's just better for your skin.
Kendall has a silk pillowcase.
Of course she does.
And I, the idiot, do not. And so I'm learning. So now that's why the silk pillowcase is not so much feel as it's more actually like doing
it's better
things.
For your skin. It's better for your hair. Not less tangles. All the
really?
Things. Yeah. And I don't sell silk pillowcases. So I don't know why I'm proponing, being a proponent
you
of that.
You could have the silk pillowcases in the lobby of your amazing
maybe
places.
Sarah Fast, she's my marketing director. Are you listening out there? We
Sarah,
might need to be doing that, Sarah.
We need to get some silk pillowcases in there. Okay, so I got to mark that to silk pillowcase. Okay, check, along with all the moisturizers.
And the sunscreen.
Yes. That's the
worst. I want to be the angel on your shoulder every morning saying, John, put on your sunscreen.
Why do you think that has been... You personally, this being your life, why do you think that has been so not emphasized in the greater culture or in the greater mass media? I know you emphasize it, obviously.
Well, I think people for many years didn't understand the impact of long-term gradual sun damage.
Yeah.
I think people think, okay, I'm at the beach, I'm going to put some sunscreen on, or I'm playing golf, I'm going to put some sunscreen on. But, you know, literally every day you get most of your UV radiation just from driving to work, walking in and out of work, walking in and out of the restaurant, things like that. And so if you don't have sunscreen on every single day, you're going to continue to accumulate that damage. And so, you know, that's the thing. You got to stop the damage.
I mean, and I do a lot of yard work. And so, I mean, that's a lot of direct exposure to the UV rays and the sunlight and things like that. And I never think about it. And the older I get, the more I see the benefits of when I do it. I can totally tell at the end of the day, on the days I've been really good about my regimen and my moisturizers, and I'm trying to stay ahead of it. I'm trying to do it.
Well, I think you're doing great. I'm really proud of you. We got to get Deke involved now.
We do need to get Deke involved. That is not a lie. But I mean, it's not just Deke. I mean, the way we talk on the show, and we're so happy to have Premier on our show, when we talk about Premier on our show, it's generally, we don't want to sound finger waggy to the guys out there, but we do want to go, guys, it's the smart thing. It'll make you look younger, feel better. It's better for your long-term health of your skin.
Right.
And that's
what
we're
trying. And it can even prevent skin cancers and things that down the road, you don't want us cutting a big chunk out of your face.
Oh, no.
You don't want to do that.
And I don't know how much of it you would. I don't know how much of it's hereditary, but my father has had... I don't think even he can count the amount of things he's had to have taken off. And I've had a few, I had on my back and my arm and my shin. But I mean, as I get older, because you can't undo what you've had done with the sun, that's just not a thing. I know that's something I'm going to be, combating the rest of my life because I've had it in my past. And I know that what I'm doing is for the future. The past, I'll deal with.
Down the road. And you know, the interesting thing, John, there are things you can do to kind of reverse the damage.
Really?
Yes, there are. You know, topical retinols can help to reverse the damage and rebuild your collagen.
Okay.
Doing that at night. We need to have you on a retinol if you're not on one. I think you're on one, DEJ.
I have what I have and I use what I use. I need to be better about understanding the ingredients and understanding what each of them
okay,
is
well,
actually
I'm
going to
school you on that.
Oh.
We're going to do that. We're going to get your regimen out. And we're going to talk about products. It's going to be great.
Okay.
But tell me again, what do you think the biggest hesitation for guys is? What do you think? Is it walking in the door of a dermatology clinic?
I do. And I don't mean to speak for Deke. I can only speak for myself. I'll never forget. How old was I? I was like 31. My son was only about a year old. And his mom was watching a TV show about the ABCDE
of skin cancer.
Area, border, color, diameter, evolving.
Yes, very good.
Right?
And gold star.
Because I have a lot of those, I'm just my family history. I have a lot of those. And she goes, you really need to get these checked out. She goes, you got some fishy looking things on your bod. And so I went to, this is back in 2000, right when you got here, 2002. And I got checked out And they go, oh. And they took, they're like seven things they had to send off to the lab.
Yeah.
And then one came back and they said, I'll never forget the phone call. They go, Mr. Williams, we need you to come in and we need to get the margins of one of these. Now, myself not being a professional, I have no idea what get the margins means.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking it took 5 minutes for them to take six things off my body. How long will it take to get the margins of one?
A while.
Right? You know that. You're a pro. You're an expert. I'm a dope. Don't know that. I bring my five-month-old son with me thinking this will take 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll walk in the door. One. Beep. Gone. Go. No, I walk in with my son, three nurses look at me and they're like, why did you bring your son here? And I go, how long is this going to take? And they point to a room, there's operating lights.
Right.
And they go, this is going to take like an hour, maybe longer. I go, what? And they go, and then they draw for me on a whiteboard. They go, it's like root systems of a tree. And we have to go all the way down into the root systems. And I go, oh, no.
This is not what I was expecting
today. That is not what I was expecting
today. Yeah, but that's why you come in early.
That's
right. Why you come in early. Because we watch those. Now what we do now, we take pictures of every mole on your body.
Right.
And that way we can watch over time if things are changing or getting darker. Yeah, doing all those ABCDEs, like you said.
Yeah.
And if you get skin cancer early, it's totally curable.
Right.
That's the whole thing. So that's, you know, that's why I literally had to drag Deke in kicking and screaming to have his skin check because he had never had a skin check. And I'm like, dude, what if you have something? You don't want to be in denial about it because the quicker you get it, the easier it is to fix the situation.
They told me when I had that done like a little over 20 years ago, they said, if you'd have waited 6 to 9 months on this, it'd have been melanoma.
Yeah, could have been bad.
Yeah, and so from that point on, I've been really good about trying to see once a year. And now with you, with the skincare regimen and the sunscreens and things like that, I feel better about it. And I wish I'd have done it earlier. And that's what we try to tell people on, especially men on the show. Women are so much better about it. And I don't know what we need to do to change the culture. That's what you and I can work on together.
Right.
How do we make men understand this just needs to be another thing you do for yourself and your long-term health?
Do you have a nice suit? Do you have some nice shoes?
Right.
You know, okay, well, if your skin looks terrible, You don't look great.
No.
So, and you know what? You really want to do the best you can for your long-term health. I think everybody in Northwest Arkansas is very health conscious.
Skin health
is a huge part of that. So it's your biggest organ, people.
That's the other thing that's interesting to me is that people don't look at their skin as an organ like their liver or their kidneys or things like that. And it is.
Absolutely.
It is, like you said, the biggest organ. And it's also, as everyone knows, the most visible one, the one people see the most. And it is also the most fragile, to be honest with you, because it is also the only ones that get hit by the sun.
Hammered every day.
So I'm excited to kind of spread the gospel, to be honest with you, of Premier and what you guys do, because men specifically are just by and large terrible at it.
Well, we're going to have to figure out how to get these loyal and royal guys up in there.
I know.
Get them in the clinic. They need to show up.
Right. And so I went to your open house that you had in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And for, I was there a good 40, 45 minutes. I was on one of only maybe four dudes.
Yeah.
I saw the entire time all these women smartly going around getting samples and things like that and talking to all your reps, which is what you got to do. And guys are just kind of walking around like they were hostages. their eyes were silver dollars. Like, what do I do? Who do I see? Why am I here? And I thought that was fascinating to me. Why men have such a phobia about it. And that's one of the things I want to help you change.
Yeah, we need to dispel that. We need to tell guys, hey, it's okay. And, you know, the thing is, guys want to look good too.
Yes.
I don't understand. You know, people are like, guys are not supposed to do Botox. Guys are not supposed to do this. I'm like, why? Why not?
I don't know. That's another thing that I find interesting is so I'll tell you this, and this might be a perfect jumping point for what you're talking about, is just went to the premiere of Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1, which, by the way, is
so
an unbelievable movie. At Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise.
So he just turned 61.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
I don't know I don't know if he flies you out there every week.
I wish.
Or what he does, but whoever the Missy Clifton is in Hollywood, or whoever or wherever he's going, I'm just like, there. That is, he is a poster child for how you can, men, take care of your appearance.
Right. And there's, you know, he's definitely had work done.
Oh, sure.
You know, I will tell you, even 2 or 3 years ago, though, he was in the press with his face looking very swollen up, very full, very unnatural.
Right.
And he got a lot of flack for that.
Sure.
But somebody did the filler in the wrong place, too much filler in the wrong place, made it look very unnatural. Madonna, for example, who has completely screwed up herself.
You and I have talked about that.
I mean, she looks horrible.
I know.
But Tom has definitely gotten that filler reversed, which you can do with fillers, which is another thing that, you know, people are scared of filler because, oh gosh, what if I put it in there and I hate it? Well, you can reverse it.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's kind of a magic eraser that we have. But Tom did that, and now he has found someone that understands aesthetics and understands facial anatomy and is not making him look overfilled and is not completely eliminating every line on his face because he's an actor.
Yeah. And we know he's been around for 40 years.
And, you know, nobody expects him to look 20.
No.
But he looks dang good.
He looks fantastic. And I mean, the close-ups, that was the thing I was really, I mean, when your face is 30 feet tall, up on that screen, and you can see every pore and every line and everything. And I just sat there and I was like, that guy looks so good.
Yeah, and his skin quality is perfect.
Right?
There's no brown spots. There's no broken blood vessels.
So that's the topic. So that's the topical, like, lotions.
That's the homework, man. He's been doing his homework for a long time. He's been wearing his sunscreen in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Well, that and again, in Top Gun Maverick, which was just last year, same thing. He's up on that screen. They got the camera right in his face as he's in the fighter jet. He looks fantastic. And so that led me to go, you know, I know he's Tom Cruise, but I mean, I understand the fact that we here in Northwest Arkansas are lucky to have you. We're lucky to have Premier. There's nothing stopping guys from coming to see you, getting on the regiment, doing what they need to do, and they just don't need to have the phobia about it. And that's one of the things I want to work on with you is like being an ambassador for you guys and talking to guys going, guys, it's just part of the process.
This is not a painful situation.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty friendly. I'm not going to bite you.
You're very friendly.
It's not going to be bad. It's not going to be a bad experience.
And by the way, so I want to give a shout out to somebody who works in your Fayetteville office is Lucy.
Lucy's hilarious.
Lucy is the tip of the spear when it comes to customer service when you go to Premier. And I went in there to take care of some stuff, and she's the smilingest, happiest.
She really is.
Most just engaging.
Yeah, I want to drink her Kool-Aid every day.
Genuine, great person.
Yeah, she's a happy girl.
Every time Kendall comes home from going to the theater, she's like, that Lucy has to be the nicest human being I think I've ever met in my life.
Well, I think it starts there. And I think, you know, honestly, I'm so blessed. I don't know how I have amassed so many fabulous people.
You have a team of awesome people.
Fantastic team of awesome people. So, yeah, we're just, I feel very, very blessed, very happy that it's all gone so well.
So when you have, like, for example, I don't know what percentage of your clientele are female. I'm sure it's a very high percentage. But is it one of those situations that when they're sitting there with you or going through what they're going through with you, is it one of those situations where they come to you and they go, you know, Eric or whatever their husband's or fiance's or significant other's name is, and they're like, gosh, Eric just won't do this, and I'm starting to notice this. And is that what happens a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I think that women definitely have the impact on men. And I think that, you know, you can tell your spouse, your significant other, your guy friends.
Yeah.
Dude, just, you know, show up and let's just start taking care of your skin. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. You're going to prevent damage. You're going to do all the good things. I mean, Kendall, I'm sure she's been a good influence on you.
Influence? Yeah. I'd say influence is an understatement. And one of the great things, because she's having so much success with the program you have her on.
Oh my gosh, her skin looks so good.
And what's crazy to me is that she'll come see you, she'll get like whatever the program is with you guys, and within, I'd say, 4 to 5 days, it is a transformation.
Yeah, well, just she's beautiful to begin with.
Yes.
But, you know, she struggled with acne, just like a lot of us have.
Right.
And she's looking great. So I think what maybe we need to do, John, is maybe we need a couples event.
Okay.
That could be kind of fun.
That would be great. And I think it's an effective thing to do, because having a guy's event, it's going to become a couple's event anyway.
Right.
Because in order to get them through the door,
to pull them through,
you're going to have the brave one of the two of them, and that's the women, go, come on, dude, let's get in here. Let's just do this. Just accept it. This is part of just moving on into the age. I mean, like I said, I'm in my early 50s now, and I understand that if I want to look and I don't want to say stop the aging process, because this is not possible, but you don't have to accelerate
it. Slow it down.
And I've been accelerating it by not doing what I need to do for so many years, but now I have been, and I can already tell how it feels when I look in the mirror all day long, and I wish I had come to Premiere and you and done this earlier.
Well, I love that message, and I think that's a great place for us to wrap up for the day.
All right.
So, John, thank you so much for joining me on All Things Skin.
And I want to thank you for not just obviously the things that you are teaming up with Kendall, but I also want to thank you for A, spreading the gospel on our show, and B, allowing me to do it here and tell the guys out there listening, this is the easiest, smartest thing you could do is go to Premiere and get on a regiment like this, because I wish I'd have done it earlier.
I love it. Yeah. Listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please bring your guys to Premiere and let us take a look at their skin and make sure we've got them on a good regimen. We really appreciate you tuning in today, and join us next time for another episode of All Things Skin.